This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine defied Moscow's demand for its soldiers to lay down arms before dawn on Monday in besieged Mariupol, where hundreds of thousands of civilians are sheltering from Russian bombardments laying waste to their city. Russia's military had ordered residents of the southeastern port to surrender by 5 a.m., saying those who did so could leave, while those who stayed would be handed to tribunals run by Moscow-backed separatists. President Volodymyr Zelensky's government responded it would never bow to ultimatums in cities such as the capital Kiev, Mariupol, and Kharkiv would always defy occupation. Britain is accusing the Russian state of being behind hoax calls to two government ministers by an imposter posing as the Prime Minister of Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
British Defence Secretary Ben Wallace says the hoaxer was able to speak to him on a video call last Thursday, and Home Secretary Priti Patel said she'd received a similar call, whereas Culture Secretary Nadeem Dorries said an unsuccessful attempt was made to speak to her. Wallace says he became suspicious and hung up after the caller posed several misleading questions. Wallace blames Russian disinformation, distortion and dirty tricks for the hoax. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesman Max Blain says the Russian state was responsible for the calls made to government ministers last week. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Russia's invasion, now in its fourth week, has largely stalled. It has failed to seize any major city, much less capture Kiev or topple Zelensky. But Russia has caused massive destruction to residential areas. This is VOA News. A young Ukrainian girl who went viral for singing a hit song from the movie Frozen performed in a much different venue. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
7-year-old Amelia Anisovich started singing in a bomb shelter in Kyiv. The cell phone video drew worldwide attention. Amelia is now out of Ukraine and is in Poland. She performed her country's anthem live on stage at a charity concert. She wore a traditional Ukrainian embroidered dress and sang in the same clear voice that could be heard in that cell phone video. Amelia is with her grandmother and her brother in Poland, but her parents remain in Kyiv. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the U.S., day one of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearings is over. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In her opening statement, Jackson told senators her job is to decide cases from a neutral posture and defend the Constitution.
Without fear or favor, consistent with my judicial oath.
She'd be the High Court's first ever black female justice, a bit of history Cory Booker and other Democratic senators celebrated.
This is not a normal day for America. We have never had this moment before.
Republicans say they will be respectful during 2 days of questioning, but not easy. Josh Hawley says Judge Jackson has a history of issuing lenient sentences in child porn cases.
There's a lot to talk about there, and I look forward to talking about it.
Officials here say Hawley's claims are toxic misinformation. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United States on Monday announced a formal determination the military of Myanmar has committed genocide and crimes against humanity. Details from VOA Chief National Correspondent Steve Herman.
Speaking at the U.S. Holocaust Museum, Secretary of State Antony Blinken quoted accounts of the Rohingya victims as examples of the widespread and systematic evidence that Myanmar's military intended to destroy the mainly Muslim minority.
The day will come when those responsible for these appalling acts will have to answer for them.
Blinken warned, as long as the military junta remains in power, no one in the country, also known as Burma, will be safe. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Recapping our top story, Ukraine defied Moscow's demand for its soldiers to lay down arms before dawn on Monday and besieged Mariupol, where hundreds of thousands of civilians are sheltering from Russian bombardments. President Volodymyr Zelensky's government said it would not bow to ultimatums. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.